prioritize. That's the one thing that we're all forced to do in today's high-tech, information-overflowing society. We have to organize our time. We need to make sure that we prioritize certain things over other things. We have to chop off every task that would get us behind off schedule and get the more important stuff done first, or otherwise we'll be virtually run over by everything that we're supposed to do. Welcome to the fifth episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app? High Priority. Be sure to keep listening to the podcast because we'll be giving away one free license for this application. Keep in mind that this Neat Little Mac Apps podcast is an enhanced podcast, so be sure to check it out in iTunes. You'll be able to see everything that I'm talking about and you'll be able to click the links in the artwork window. Once again, I have to thank all the developers and listeners to send me all that feedback. It really is nice to get all that mail. And we'll head right into the show. So this week's app, High Priority, and hope you enjoy it. Okay, so High Priority is a menulet that allows you to create, edit, and remove iCloud to-dos. The current version is 1.11 Universal Binary, and the developer is Aram Kudurshian. Now, the neat thing about an enhanced podcast is that I don't have to repeat the following link to his site. That will be www.kudurshian.net. Just click on the link in the artwork window and it'll take you to his site. So why do I use this application? Well, I'm a walking disaster waiting to happen. Really, I am. I'm doing support together with my colleague for over 80 Mac machines, so in my daytime job that is, and I help to monitor and maintain server-sided tasks. I'm responsible for the editorial system that we're using to get our newspaper out every day, and in short, I do quite a lot. Now, keeping up with all those different tasks requires strict, correct task management, which unfortunately isn't my strongest point. Now, I don't like using iCall for all my to-dos, you know, the to-do list. It's a bit sluggish, I don't really like it. I used NetVines for a moment, you know, the online web 2.0 desktop thingies, and that had a nice to-do list, and I put that as a homepage, but that poses a security risk, you know, my data on their servers, don't like it. So I used a freeware menulet, but that was a bit buggy, it wasn't as smooth, and it had no iCal integration. And then I ran across High Priority. So how does it work actually? Well, you have the main menulet that will be in the top right corner of your screen in your menu, and you'll have a preference panel. Now, the menulet gives you an overview of to-dos with labels, the status info, you can add a new to-do, and it will add that to-do automatically to iCall also. So that's the synchronization between those two apps. It will have a slight delay, but it works perfectly. After that, you can edit the to-do by wish. And again, the preferences really tell you what this application can do. Now, if you go to the main preferences window, the general preferences, you'll see lots of options. Now, the first one is that you can sort your to-do items. You can sort them by the calendar. If you have multiple calendars in iCall, you can sort them by the due date. You can sort them by priority, status, and title. And those are all things that you can add when you create a new to-do. You can also choose the way that it has to show those things. You can choose the show the due dates. If it has to show the labels, you can also give labels to the items, or if it has to show tooltips. The informational icons, now this is very handy. You can ask High Priority to show little icons that give a little bit more information. Now the icons are priority or status, meaning that for priority, you'll see little bars, and the more bars are dark gray, that means that the priority of those icons is, of course, higher. You can also ask to see the status of the icons. Of course, you can also choose to highlight overdue items, so you can put a due date when it's overdue. High Priority will highlight those specific tasks, those to-dos. And then you have the option to show high priority in the menu bar or not, because you can also ask high priority by a shortcut. Now, in the advanced tab, you'll even see more options to this neat little Mac app. There are quite a lot of options, but the use is very, very user-friendly. It's very compact and handy, but so don't worry. One of the advanced options is that you can ask high priority to display to-do items using the calendar color, which is handy, of course. You can also make sure that it does not warn you when you remove a to-do item. That's a small feature. You can hide to-do items after X amount of days after completion. That's a handy feature too. You can hide the to-do items that are in subscribed calendars. You can show to-do items that are due in X amount of days. So that's the inverse a bit of the height after completion, and you can choose the font size in the that it has to use in the menu. You can choose also the icon that when you choose to see it in your menu bar, you can choose the icon that it shows you, and of course the software update. Then you can choose modifier keys, so certain tasks can be done by just hitting a specific key combination. You can put that in. For example, what key combination will you use to toggle the status of a to-do? What key combination will you use to remove a to-do? And of course, the global modifier key. Now that's the key that you open the menu with the application. And then, of course, the registration window. Now, the principle is very, very easy. You just go to the menulet, you click new to do, you can fill all the different things in that you need, like due date, what's the title of this to do, etc. You can also edit to do's later on if you say like, oh, this to do, this has to change, it has this very important, or it's not very important as a priority, I'll change it from calendar. All those things integrated with iCal. I truly like this application. It is very great and it does everything I need to know. I have my to-do list there at a glance and it works perfectly. Now, there is one small tip I want to give to the developer. There is one thing that really, really bugged me, and that was which icons you can show. Now, if you go to the high priority settings, as I mentioned before, you can choose that high priority has to show some icons. Now those can be priority or status. The only thing I don't really get is why you can't choose both those icons, because I want to see both the priority of a to-do and of course the status. Now the developer Aram wanted me to mention this. There is a slight delay between the time that you create a to-do item and the time that you will see it in iCal. Now that's not really an issue of to-do, because it writes the changes immediately to iCal, but apparently iCal only updates its calendars when it opens and at regular time intervals. So you will see the changes, but it can take a while. So I bet a lot of you will be eager to join in the contest to win a serial number for this application. There is only one serial number, sorry. But if you want to win this application, it's very easy. Just send us a mail at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and in the subject you put NLMA_priority. Very important to write this correct in your subject line. Of course, it's a lot easier to just click the link in the artwork window in iTunes. That will take you directly to your mail program and it will put in the subject as it should be. This contest can be joined just until Friday evening next week. So be sure to send in those mails before Friday evening. Okay, I have some listener feedback also, some important feedback, that is from Jerry Brace, that's the developer of the Awaken app. and he lets us know that he'll add the one song only option in version 2.7. So what do you know? Now at the moment he's busy creating 2.6, but he'll add it in 2.7. So again, a nice example on how we can influence developers of these apps just by sending tips to the developer and make a podcast about it. Well, that concludes this episode of Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. As always, I welcome you at the site at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. You can see the archives there. You can leave a comment also on the show notes pages. Developers, if you have an app that you think is truly great, you can always send it at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com or just use the feedback form on the site. Of course, listeners can also use that mail address or feedback form to just submit their neat little Mac app. You can support the show by visiting the Neat Little Mac Apps webshop. Yes, indeed, it's new. I created a very cool webshop. You can buy t-shirts there, mugs, everything with the Neat Little Mac Apps logo on it. Please send me a mail. Tell me what you think of the shop. Buy something. As always, the music for this podcast is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over, and you can find out more about this band at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week. Bye.